Hey, what about Sam Kerr and the Matildas? Such a great comeback, beating Brazil, who are a powerhouse. The Matildas will be playing the Jamaican team over the weekend, but everyone's been talking about Samantha Kerr and the fact that she was really, like, unzipped in her emotion and came out with this particular phrase.
Oh, I'm so proud of the girls. We knew we were in it at halftime, and, you know, there was a lot of critics talking about us, but we're back, so suck on that one.
So suck on that one. Suck on that one. That went around a lot yesterday and everyone was saying, was it appropriate? Was it not appropriate? Given that we were studying idiom at school this week with the kids, I actually wondered, where does suck on that actually come from? The etymology of the phrase, because when I racked my mind, I realised that even Lee Sales, who this week received a medal from the Queen for her services in the Queen's birthday honours, even Lee Sales has employed that phrase in the 2016 election when, do you remember, there was no result and the telecast went on well beyond midnight. This was the exchange that Lee Sales engaged in. I think it's with Anthony Green and other panel members.
Or another double dissolution. So you're going to hear a lot more about options.
With that record-breaking statement.
Yeah, we've broken the record. Suck on that, Kerry O'Brien.
Let's just wind back from that moment.
He's in court.
Been waiting to get out all night.
Suck on that, Kerry O'Brien. So suck on that is in our lexicon. What exactly does it mean? Dr. Alice Gaby is a senior lecturer and director of the Graduate Research Program in Linguistics and Applied Linguistics at Monash University. She joins you on the radio. Good morning, Dr. Alice Gaby.
Hi, Libby.
Suck on that. Where is that from, Alice?
Well, it's actually not that old as these expressions go. So my colleague Kate Burridge has traced suck, well, at least with the use, you know, baseball sucks or I suck at baseball,
That's interesting. I would never have gone that way. Anyway, yeah?
Yeah. Well, so that use of suck goes back to around the 70s, where it was actually a homophobic slur. Unfortunately.
Right.
So, this is a classic example of how all languages change over time. It no longer has those connotations, certainly for someone as young as Kerr, who was not alive in the 70s or even the 80s. It's lost that, but there is still this association with a sex act, especially,
a phallic sex act. That's very interesting because it was put to me that it was like suck on a lemon or suck eggs.
Right. Well, the suck eggs, that comes from the, you know, teach your grandma to suck eggs,
yes,
which is quite different, I'd say, in the kind of tone of it. It's not really a criticism or an abuse. It's more sort of you're saying something obvious, which I certainly don't think, you know, Sam would think that the critics were saying something obvious about the Matildas play.
When a woman says suck on that, is she appropriating inappropriate language that comes from a male domain, or does it become something else?
Well, again, it's sort of in the eye of the beholder. So I would say, you know, that's the origin it has, and certainly you still find suck used with words for male body parts, you know, that sucks. Beep or suck my beep.
Yeah.
So you do see that kind of usage still around. But then again, it is changing, developing in new areas. So when someone says suck on that, the that is ambiguous. So you can wonder, well, it could refer to a male body part or it could refer to, you know, the Matildas' brilliant performance against Brazil.
Isn't that interesting? It's amorphous.
Exactly. And that's where we run into difficulties because I think particularly older people are going to be hanging on to that, you know, sexual usage much more closely. So it feels much more inappropriate when that's the very strong association. Whereas I think for younger people, it's really lost that.
Right. So is it appropriate terminology for either woman to use?
Well, it all depends on your perspective, doesn't it? I certainly am not bothered by it. I wouldn't worry about it hearing it come out of Sam Kerr's mouth, but at the same time, as a 40-year-old woman, I wouldn't use it myself.
Hmm. So many text messages employing the verb to suck. For Jeff from Donvale, personally, I don't have any issue with it. And it's Aussie good fun, but I can guarantee that if a bloke said it, all hell would break loose. That's very interesting. Yes, we are in sort of the midst of a gender recalibration. Someone else, JJ, has sent a text saying there's even a TV ad from a retail outlet that sells vacuum cleaners whose catchphrase is "everything we sell sucks." Interesting. Josh has called. Morning, Josh.
Morning, Libby. And you're making it bigger than it is. It's not sexual.
It's not sexual?
No, it's about putting an opinion out there, getting it wrong, and ending up with a sour taste in your mouth. It's references to suck on lemons.
Do you know, interesting you should say that, because that's what Adventure Man said to me as well.
There you go.
So you reckon it's on... Yeah.
It's about having a sour taste in your mouth.
A sour taste in your mouth. Excellent. Thank you.